Everyone knows we're in the Lenten season already. It's already the fourth day. After Ash Wednesday, there are these 3 days, this Ashen Triduum, and that concludes today. Tomorrow, we start right in first Sunday of Lent. You can call today Ash Saturday if you want to, but the official name of it is Saturday after Ash Wednesday. And today we're given in the Gospel the beautiful story of the call of the tax collector, Levi. It's as if the church knows it's not enough for us to get principles about prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, or to be told about taking up our cross, or to be told about fasting. No, we need examples too. We need someone to show us how it really works. And the story of the tax collector is a great example of conversion or of response to the grace, to the call of the Lord. Levi or Matthew is a great example for all of us who are in the Lenten season because he responds to the call. He leaves his sinful life behind and he starts a whole new way. That's what Lent is all about. Get up and follow the Lord. The theme chosen for today's Mass comes from the Psalm, "You, O Lord, are good and forgiving." Again, a great encouragement to us. We don't expect Lent to be fruitful because we're good. We look forward to Lent being fruitful because God is good. He is good and he's forgiving. And you can't get a better example than his choice of the sinful tax collector. If he chose that guy, and that guy can become holy, well, there's hope for all of us. And none of us can make an excuse that our past sins or our weaknesses make us unworthy. Yes, they make us unworthy, but that doesn't matter. The Lord still calls us. Now, I'd like to take a little time to see how this story about Levi or Matthew fits into the readings, the collection of the readings as a whole, because in Lent, the readings are chosen very, very carefully, and they give us a rich instruction every day. The theme comes from the Psalm, but let's go to the first reading, first of all, from the prophet Isaiah. This is actually a continuation of yesterday's first reading, where Isaiah spoke about the wrong kind of fasting, or fasting that was not bearing good fruit, and the right kind of fasting, which is focused on doing good for others, good for the needy. And it continues today with a series of, you could say, conditional statements. If you do this, if you do that, if you do this, if you do that, well, then you're going to be blessed. You're going to experience restoration. Which, if we misinterpret it, makes it seem as if our being blessed by the Lord is a result of our changing our ways. It's as if Levi had to leave his tax collector's post first before God called him. That's not how it works. But that's the impression we might get from this first reading. But the focus is on changing our ways. If we remove malicious speech and false accusation, and if we bestow our bread on the hungry, then light will shine on us. Okay, so that seems to be the message there. Then we turn to the Psalm. And it's a little bit different, Psalm 86. I hope you have your Anima way with you. You can follow these passages. In Psalm 86, it's the cry of a poor man or an afflicted man to the Lord, calling out to the Lord, "Help me, help me." Starts out this way, "Incline your ear, O Lord, answer me, for I am afflicted and poor." So it's not what Isaiah was saying, where because I've changed my ways, I can expect to be blessed. Now it's, I need you, Lord. I need help, and I can call out to you with confidence because you're good to the poor, the needy. This expression in the first verse here, "Incline your ear, O Lord, answer me, for I am afflicted and poor," in the Hebrew is ani va'ebion. Ani is the root word, or related to the word, that we should all know very well, anoim. The anoim is the poor, plural, the poor. Ani is just one poor. So I'm a poor man. He's saying, I could be counted among the anoim. a better translation is, I am poor and needy. This says, I am afflicted and poor, but the basic idea is the same. I'm someone who needs you, Lord. I'm dependent on you. I'm poor and needy. Keep my life, for I'm devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, for I call to you all the day long. You, O Lord, are good and forgiving. Today's theme. You are good and forgiving, abounding in kindness to all who call upon you. So here I am calling upon you, and that's why I can be confident, because you help those who call on you. So it's a little bit better, or you say a little bit closer to the gospel, this psalm, than the passage from Isaiah. In Isaiah, it looks like God blesses those who change their ways. In the psalm, it looks like God blesses those who call on him. Those are true, but the heart of the gospel is revealed in the story of Levi. Because Levi is not poor. He's not needy, not in the financial sense. He's a rich man. He's not calling out on the Lord, not calling out to the Lord either, as far as we know. There's no evidence that Levi did anything to attract Jesus' attention or did anything that he was praying at all. In the gospel, it's entirely the initiative of Jesus. He sees this tax collector at his customs post. He sees him right in action, and he calls him. You see how different it is? It's not because Levi did anything. It's not because he changed his ways, or because he called on the Lord, or because he acknowledged he was poor and needy. It's simply because God knew him, had mercy on him, and called him. And that's a very encouraging message to us, because we might not have changed very much. And only the beginning of Lent, we may have tried to change in the last 3 or 4 days and found out that it's a lot harder than we thought. Or maybe we haven't even decided to change yet. God is still looking on us with mercy and calling us. He still sees in us something lovable, something in us that he wants for himself. He wants us to be with him. He wants us to be his followers. Very beautiful thing to reflect on. See, the focus is no longer on us, what we're going to do for Lent, what we can accomplish, what we have to change. No, the focus is on God. God, you, O Lord, are good and forgiving. A beautiful thing to reflect on. A beautiful way to start with. If you are followers of the TV series The Chosen, you know that the figure Matthew, here he's called Levi, but Matthew, the same person, is one of the standout figures in the series. And this scene in today's gospel is very beautifully done by The Chosen. If you've ever seen it, you'll remember it. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to look. Because Matthew in The Chosen is portrayed, the actor portrays him as an unusual figure, or what we would call neurodivergent, as if he's obsessive-compulsive, or I don't know what, on the autism spectrum, something. It just makes him different than everybody else, and he's focused on facts and numbers. He's not very good at interacting with people, and there he is doing his job, and he's very focused on doing his job. And he's sitting at his post. It's something like the picture on the song sheet here. Look, I think this painting was made before The Chosen was ever produced, but it looks just like this. There's a Matthew inside the booth, and there's Jesus on the outside, and he says, "Follow me." It hits him like a lightning bolt. He can't believe it. But because he's a very focused person, he does one thing at a time. He's either going to work or he's going to follow. He's not going to think about it. He's going to do one. And he changes gears very suddenly, and he walks out of the booth, and the Roman centurion is standing there saying, "Are you crazy? You're leaving behind this, your money, your all that you've built up." And Matthew is focused on Jesus now, and he just walks out and starts following Jesus. He's still holding the book. This is in The Chosen. He's still holding his little log book. And Jesus says, "You know, you got your book with you." And Matthew says, "Oh, I wasn't thinking about it." And he's going to put it back. And Jesus says, "Oh, it might come in handy." A little clue that Matthew's going to be a writer. He's going to write a gospel. He's going to use that little log book to write down the gospel. Anyway, in the gospel today, not only is it the call of Matthew, but after he's called, he immediately draws others to this one who called him, to the Savior. And the others are largely tax collectors and sinners, which the Pharisees find scandalous. How can you hang around? How can you eat with tax collectors and sinners? This is not how it works. You're supposed to change your ways. They're followers of Isaiah, right? Change your ways. If you change your ways, then you'll be blessed. If you put aside oppression and malicious speech, if you share your bread with the hungry, then you can be restored. These tax collectors and sinners, what about them? Jesus then declares what's different in his arrival. He's not expecting people to change their ways or to follow the law. He's come for sinners. He's like a doctor who has come for the sick. He's not waiting for them to get well first. He comes to heal them. And that's what's so encouraging to us. Lent is a season for the sick, for sinners, for people who need to change, for people who are stuck in a sin condition. That's us. We're all Levi here. And Jesus comes for us. He comes for us. He comes not to call the righteous, not to call the perfect, not to call the people who are in perfect health spiritually, physically. He comes to call sinners to repentance. And that's the call we hear when we ponder this reading. It's encouraging to us because we know, as the theme says, that the Lord is good and forgiving. Because he's good and forgiving, we don't have to be afraid to respond to his call. He calls us to repentance. We say, yes, get up and follow the Lord.